Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower today for corn, just down a penny and a quarter in December at $3.82, roughly 3 cents off of the low earlier today. Beans were the highest market here, up 5 cents in November, 868 and three quarters. And then wheat futures were down 10 and a quarter cents in the December Chicago wheat, 497 and a quarter. And then December Kansas City down 11 and three quarters at $4.90. It basically took off the gains from yesterday. There was a little bit of information out regarding the various markets. China announced here just recently that they're going to buy $5.3 billion worth of U.S. soybeans. That equals about 13.8 million metric tons. China continues to be the leader here on the U.S. bean market, buying most of or a lot of our exports. That really helps us out here in the United States. And we also had an export sales report this morning. Showed corn of about 426,000 metric tons. We're looking for 250 to 400, so a little bit on the high end of the range. Wheat was 282,000. That was a little disappointing. And then beans positive at 1.316. We're expecting 1 to 1.2 million metric tons.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The cattle market has been kind of the feature this today and yesterday, too. It's been really volatile. But here late in this trading day, we're actually higher in the feeder cattle, roughly $7 off of contract lows for the feeders. September expired today. It looks like the last trade was 194.22, down 70. And then this morning, the other back months went down as much as $5 at one point. Here late, they're up $1.87 in October at 184.12. November's up 205, 184.15. January's up 215. And then all the way out to March, they're all higher. Live cattle, the same thing. They're about $5 off their lows, with December up about a dollar at 136.72. Box beef here was lower again today, down $1.36 at midday. Choice down to 216.53 and select at 212.20. That was down $1.31. Cash trade this week was sharply lowered at $1.30 trade in Kansas. That's $5 lower on the week. But with today's rally, there will be a lot of people saying, well, that's a key reversal. The market will likely turn around at this point. It's hard to tell, and only time will tell, given all the volatility. Stock market's down a little bit, down about 72. It's rallied back about 200 off its lows. So overall, a good day for the cattle.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 252 at 130.70. December down 175 at 134 even. October feeder cattle down 227 at 180.10. November down 227 at 177.10. October lean hogs up 110 at 71.65. December up 160 at 65.82. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 11 and three quarters at 490. March down 11.5 at 504.5. December Chicago wheat down 10.25 at 497.25. December corn down 1.75 at 381.5. March down 2 at 392.75. November soybeans up 4.25 at 868. January up 4.25 at 872.5. October cotton up 34 at 59.04. December up 34 at 60.31. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.